Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Shouldn't say that. It depends, because I believe his daughter's high school graduation is next week. So he's got to get past the graduation, right? Then he'll be back, I think, next week.
It's virtual, though. She's just walking down the hallway.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I walk every day, and most days I end up walking up around the schools here, the high school and the middle school. And all of a sudden the other day, out of the blue, they had chairs set up across the whole football field at 6 feet apart, by the way. And there were two sections that said no mask section, and then everybody else, I guess, was wearing masks. It looked as though they were delayed, but doing a graduation ceremony at the high school.
Is that like smoking, non-smoking in a bar? Now we're going to have mask and no mask sections?
What's the no mask section?
It's where you don't wear a mask.
But why wouldn't
I guess
you be?
I don't know why you wouldn't, but apparently if you're outside,
because it's your damn constitutional right.
Shut up. But maybe, all of a mask smoking pet section, please.
Maybe you've already had the COVID, so you don't have to wear the mask
now. You got to prove it.
You're not worried about it.
You have to go to
Maine and stay there for just a week. If you want to go vacation there, you've got to have a negative test. You have to show the state a negative test for staying there if you don't want to quarantine. So yeah, maybe you can do a, hey, look, I've already had it. So here we go, positive test.
By the way, in the never-ending attempt to try to con people, evidently there's somebody online who's selling these very official-looking cards, and the card basically says, I have a medical clearance, I don't have to wear a mask, and it's got an official-looking government seal on it. It's all fake. The government doesn't issue those cards. You know, enterprising young con man has decided, look, we'll make these, we'll laminate them, we'll put them on the internet, people will buy them, and then they don't think they have to wear their masks, and people are buying them.
But if it works, then it's not a con, right? If I buy one of those and I want to not wear
them. Who would believe it?
You walk I think there's some store owner would say,
oh, I'm sorry,
some
mister.
Poor kid.
I'm sorry, sir. You don't want to wear a
some
mask.
Some 17-year-old working the ice cream stand. No, I don't have to wear a mask. And what are they going to do? I don't believe that, sir. They're going to let you do it.
And even more important than all of that is the fact that, I don't know, you should wear the damn mask.
Yes.
I mean, just let's try to get back to normal as quickly as we can. You know, somebody tweeted this out, one of our sports brethren in the last day or so, said basically, if you claim you desperately want to see sports again, wear the damn mask. Do whatever we have to do that, you know, short of shutting the economy down again, locking everybody in their homes again, the simplest thing they can ask you to do to try to halt the spread, to slow things down, is just wear a mask.
And I still don't understand how it limits me, because they're asking you to wear a mask when you're unable to socially distance, basically. When you go into a store.
Right, if I'm out walking, I don't wear the mask, because if I see somebody coming towards me on the sidewalk, I literally walk to the other side of the street.
Right. So what's the downside? Like, it's never bothered me at all. I've never felt, well, although when I let my beard grow a little bit, it's annoying, so then I shave a little bit more. But other than that, it's never really bothered me. Okay, I go for 5 minutes into the grocery store, I put a mask on. When I come back out and get in my car, I take it off.
Well, it's an inconvenience. People don't want to be inconvenienced.
Yeah, I mean,
is
so,
it really? Yes, because let's say, and Wiggy has said this. Wiggy said a bunch of times he's gone to walk into a store, realized he forgot it, had to walk back to his car to get it. People,
you know what that
are
is?
Inconvenienced by
exercise.
It. Now, they're pretending that it's some sort of their freedom to not wear a mask, but they're just, it's annoying to some people. They don't understand they're helping slow a virus is part of a pandemic, and they're bothered by having to live their lives differently. I mean, what, you act surprised that in 2020 people want to do things a certain way?
I act surprised when the same people who understand, look, the seatbelt's a pain in my ass, but it's the law. I got to wear it. Simple as that. So why in places like Massachusetts where they make wearing a mask mandatory when you're in a public place like a store, a restaurant, a coffee shop, whatever. Just wear it.
I even think the seatbelt's more of an inconvenience. Like, if you really want to die on that hill, maybe you're overweight, maybe you have a beer belly and, like, getting it around. I don't know. Like, you could even sell me on that's more of an inconvenience than just
in
putting this
in those places
little thing.
Where, you know, motorcycle helmets are required.
Right.
I know that there are some states where they're not required and people like to have the locks flowing. But if you're in a state where a motorcycle is required, I don't hear those people bitching about their constitutional right to go out and splatter their head against the sidewalk.
Yeah, I've never really.
You wear it.
Yeah, you just wear it, and guess what? You get to pick one. They're not even picky. They don't even make you wear a certain one, right? You do the neck gaiter that I have. You can do the cheap mask.
We don't know how effective they actually are.
We
don't know the actual number.
Obviously, I can't imagine mine is. It's very thin.
The masks that they're wearing in hospitals, those are much better than what we're wearing around here. But it's really any.
Well, we want to leave
covering.
Them to the hospitals,
yes,
too, because right?
they don't have enough right now to PPE. Still, in a lot of cases. So you wear what you can, and I do wonder if today, Dale, with this the Mike Pence press conference and the task force press conference, the fact that he showed up in a mask after multiple times where he would do events where he was not wearing a mask, will that start to help depoliticize this? Because I think that's a big part of it as well, that depending on what aisle, side of the aisle you're on, you feel a certain way about the mask. And it's why
I thought that until I started reading some of the things he was saying.
and
let's just say that based on what I'm reading, because obviously I can't listen, but based on what I'm reading, how he's saying that it's a good thing that now more and more cases are under the age of 35, and you know, you read it and you go, okay. I agreed with you, Mutt, when I saw him walk into the room wearing the mask. Now, he took it off when he went to the podium. Dr. Birx is at the podium now. When she got to the podium, she took her mask off. What I'd love to see, and the camera angle doesn't show it, now that the vice president has gone to stand at the back of the little stage area where Dr. Fauci is, did he put the mask back on? Because as they showed him leaving the podium and walking back, it didn't show him putting the mask back on. If he's standing there on that stage right now behind Dr. Birx wearing a mask, I'd love to see that.
But I still think the visual of Pence wearing a mask and where he is sort of on this topic and which side of the aisle, I think that will carry some weight. Because we've seen, I mean, Governor Baker doesn't wear a mask when he goes to the podium, doesn't wear a mask when he's walking off the podium and has talked about it. So I think just regardless of what Mike Pence said, what the fact that the visual, the newspapers.
He did not say to wear a mask.
But he's wearing one. And because the other has been true all along, right? They visit these various places, whether it's Trump or Pence. What was the place up in New Hampshire where they had to throw out all the tests, or they had to throw out something, a whole day's worth of work, because they were in the factory with no mask on, contaminated the atmosphere?
Oh, it was in Maine.
The place in Maine
that makes the Q-tips that they stick to the back of your brain. Well, they didn't wear masks in there, so they had to take the product that they were developing that day and throw it all in the garbage because it could have been contaminated.
And actions speak louder than words, right? It's a cliche for a reason. So the fact that he visually went to the podium with a mask on, I think there will be a value in that and a reaction to that.
Well, we talked about it yesterday and then heard Lou talk about it, you know, pretty passionately on OMF. Like, as it relates to masks and the kids going back to school, you guys all saw the guidelines.
Oh, I heard Lou about not wanting his kid to sit there with a mask on for 5 hours.
I was saying that I don't think my child can do it as a second grader. I don't believe for 5.5, 6 hours, a little break for lunch, he'll be able to do it. Lou took a step further and said, I don't want my son to do it. There's oxygen concerns, and it's just a health issue for a long period of time. Like that, I get kids having an issue, but as an adult wearing a mask around, I don't get the pushback. Like kids are going to have a hard time in school. That's a fact. Young kids especially.
I don't really have a problem with it for me, for my kids.
Yeah, your kids are, you're a little bit older.
A little bit older, and you can wear what you want, right? It's a face covering. Is it the same rules as face covering?
Yeah.
Second grade and beyond, they prefer before then, even kindergartners, first graders. But
it's not mandatory for kindergarten and first grade, but they're requesting it.
Which I could see. I mean, you're a teacher and you got enough things going on, and now I have to scan the room at all times to make sure, you know, little Johnny, who's 5 years old, his mask is properly on his face, and is he not? I understand that. But, you know, there's enough options, I feel like, now. You can get a cool one. You can get a neck gaiter. You can get a cloth one. You can get whatever you want, disposable, whatever you want. I can't see it really as being an issue, especially if. It's sort of my same argument, though. As long as everybody's doing it, I don't think any kids are really going to be jackals about it. But what are we doing for the kids that say, no, I'm not doing it? Is it just straight go home?
They don't get to go to school.
Right. And as long as we enforce that and sort of go down that
road. And then
road.
What you'll get is some parent trying to fight their way into the building and ragging their kid.
That is going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
My kid's not wearing a mask. You're going to teach him. You're still going to teach him. He's not.
Yeah, I'll teach him. I'll send him the email later in your house. Good luck.
Set up a Zoom at home for the classroom, and there you go.
We mentioned earlier about Malcolm Jenkins talking on CNN about, you know, he's not sure if he feels safe coming back. We mentioned
Jason McCourty has expressed hesitations.
He's got some hesitations about it. So Joe Kelly, evidently the host of the Bradfoe show, because I think he's on it more than Bradfoe is.
He really is. And he's always looking very comfortable in like his tank top and a California Dreamin' type setup.
So Joe Kelly was on the Bradfoe show and talked about the possible return of baseball this summer.
I've thought about it. My wife has joked about it, but I know she's dead ass serious. Like, just don't even play. The only reason why I wouldn't play is because, like I said, it's my teammates. I'd feel morally right all the way up until that point. Until someone on my team is like, bro, I'm playing. Just play. Like, you need to play. Honor your contract. Like, play. Like, we're trying to win. That's the only thing that would hold me back. Everything else, I'd be fine without playing.
And I wonder how many players... I saw where Artemi Panarin of the Rangers, he basically was saying, I don't think we should play until we get a new CBA.
Yeah, he's turning it into a labor issue.
Yeah, he's literally turning it into a, hey, we got a negotiating advantage here. Let's take advantage of it.
He saw what the MLB has been doing for a couple, a month or so here. He really liked what he saw. He wants to get on board.
Oh, not the MLB, not the players. I thought, because the MLB players gotten really nothing out of this.
No, but they've been turning this into more of a you-know-what measuring contest labor dispute than a pure return to play that it's been more in the NBA.
And it worked out for the, you say it worked out for the league. It did not really work out for the players.
Well, I don't think it worked out for anybody, really, in the end. I think we'll see long-term.
The league's going to save some money, potentially.
Yeah. You know, we'll see how that works out in the end for them.
So, and I'll quote what Artemi Panarin wrote.
Sure.
He was talking about the return to play thing. He said, quote, "I'm very much looking forward to the playoffs with the New York Rangers. I have concerns not only about the health of players and their families, but also about the long-term prosperity of the NHL. For nearly two decades, the players have protected the owner's income with escrow, including throughout this pandemic crisis, even as owners' equity continues to grow exponentially. It is time to fix the escrow. We as players cannot report to camp to resume play without already having an agreement in place. We are all in this together. Also, I know the process for selection of the hub cities is ongoing. I sincerely wish that my teammates and I could train and play games at MSG and bring employment and economic opportunity safely back to New York City for Ranger fans and all New Yorkers." So he's got a whole bunch of stuff mixed up in there. He talks about the health of players and their families with him on that.
Totally get it.
Yep. No problem.
No problem.
Then he talks about the escrow and protecting the escrow. And now he's turned it into a financial issue. And then finally it was, "I don't want to do hub cities. I want to do it in our building, to bring back employment and economic opportunity." Well, they don't get to go to your games anyway, Artemi. There won't be ushers working in the building or ticket takers or concessionaires or fans, so you're not bringing any economic prosperity to New York City if you're playing at MSG.
Yeah, I think the part about escrow, I mean,
wrong place, long time.
No fan ever wants to hear you say that.
Wrong time.
Like, if you want to focus on health concerns, okay, that's a talking point that we can have some debate, some discussion. If you want to focus on helping economic impact, positive impact arenas, whether it's truthful or not, okay, but when you start talking, anytime you're an owner, a player, an advocate, anybody in professional sports, and you start talking about escrows and, you know, franchise valuations and revenues, don't.
See,
I
think, Andy, you can do that, but not using the pandemic as the launching point to get a better financial setup for you. I get that the CBA in a couple of years, the NHL's trying to get an extension, and there might be a battle down the road. You don't do it now. Get back and play. Finish your season. Start next season and worry about that when you can. It was disgusting that the baseball players and the owners did it. It's just disgusting that this player is trying to use this situation where it'd be 40 million people plus are out of work. We got $1 billion in stimulus checks being sent to dead people.
Yep.
And he wants to use this platform to try to get a better deal for the players. Wrong. It's tone deaf.
Didn't it sound like the baseball players?
Yes. And by the way, the owners. The owners, too, tried to treat this like a labor dispute.
Yeah.
It's on the heels of baseball, and everybody's like, "Wow, you're going to fall down the ladder.
Idiots.
You think you're not a major anymore.
Yeah, you're going to become hockey.
You're going to become hockey." And
how
hockey's
dare
like,
you?
"Well, no, you won't become hockey because we'll out. You hold my beer, MLB. We're going to start talking about escrow accounts and see how the fans like it." It's unreal that, again, I know all this stuff probably has to happen. It's probably a necessity behind closed doors for the players' associations and all the sports. For the, it does not have to be in the public. It doesn't have to be in the public spotlight because no one wants to hear about your financial problems ever, in my opinion, but certainly right now. If you ask Joe Average Citizen, escrow, say the word escrow. Yeah, it's, I think my tax payments go into that when I send the mortgage payment, or, yeah, we're, like, they don't even want to really deal with it for their own personal world. It's like this weird financial must-do. Don't bring it to me with my sports, with my entertainment, with my outlets to get away from the real world and mortgage payments. Don't ever do that.
There are real, there are real reasons. Real reasons. Try to say that. Real reasons.
The old Model T. Going to start it up. Go, Mud.
There are real reasons not to come back and play. This is not, I mean, this is not one of them.
Like I said, if he left it with, "I've got concerns about the health of the players and their families," full stop.
Yes.
Everybody's with him.
Correct.
Legitimate concerns. Jason McCourty expressing his concern. Malcolm Jenkins expressing his concern.
Yeah, the Jenkins one's not as...
Jenkins one's not quite as good. I thought Jason McCourty, and he's done it a number of times internally, externally, on his own podcast and Zooms, has talked about it's the same for everybody. Everybody is going to have a point in their life whether they want to do something or not do something based on health. Whether it's go to a bar, go to a restaurant, go to an outdoor restaurant. Oh, it's cold out. Oh, you get there and we don't have any outdoor seating, but we do have, you know, three booths that are still available at our 25% capacity inside. Everybody's going to make a personal decision of how comfortable they are with something. But no, nobody wants to hear about escrows and billionaires and millionaires. It's the same. I feel like we're in one of those just those front load washers and we're just getting tumbled over and over and over in this ugly cycle that I don't like.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Shimes Free Money and the Movie Club winner coming up at the bottom of the hour. Are there teams, I said plural, teams looking to add Colin Kaepernick to their roster? We'll talk about that as well. It's Dale and Keefe with Mutt and Andy, Sports Radio WEEI.
Dale and Keefe.
Let's get back
with Andy Hart
on Sports Radio WEEI.
On WEEI.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. According to Michael Silver of the NFL Network, at least one head coach is interested in giving Colin Kaepernick a chance, but, as you could well imagine, wants to see him work out first.
He just worked out in November, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's not quite
that
the same.
Didn't count.
Now, this is part of a larger piece which states that there are multiple teams, quote-unquote, ready to give him a workout. Now, he's 32 years old, hasn't played a game since 2016, supposedly in great shape and all that stuff. With the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously getting a guy in to work him out is not something that you can do right now. You can't bring him to your facility right now. Now, as Silver points out, that sort of means Kaepernick is almost in the same situation that Cam Newton and Jadeveon Clowney are in, that they can't go work out for anybody either. Cam Newton couldn't if a team was interested. Of course, the difference is, as I said, Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016, but this story I'm looking at says multiple teams are interested in giving him a workout, and I believe that's probably true.
And there's been these growing rumblings, right? There was the talk that Pete Carroll, one coach, called him to ask him about their interest in Kaepernick whenever that was 2 years ago, and Carroll's regret, and Anthony Lynn saying he'd be on his emergency list. They're happy with their quarterbacks right now, but otherwise you'd be crazy to not talk about having
him. I'm glad you brought up the Lynn one, and we'll get to teams that might be interested, but like Anthony Lynn was, it was just sort of a joke. Like he does this long press conference about how Kaepernick could be a fit, and he's like, "Well, we're happy with our quarterback. Right. So he'd fit our offense. He does what we want to do, but we don't really want." Like, really? So what? Are you just saying it to say it? If you like the guy, bring him in for a workout.
Yeah, you're just saying it to say it. You nailed it. He's just saying it to say it. Because those are guys, these are guys in the NFL. If you have any, if you're very capable, sign him. If you're Pete Carroll and you want to have him as your backup, sign him. If you're Anthony Lynn and you want to have him as your backup or your starter or whatever to compete with Tyrod Taylor, you can sign him.
So what's the workout timetable? Do we know? Like, if they can't go work out now, when will Kaepernick or Cam Newton or Javion Clowney be able to work out for teams?
I don't know the specific answer, but if we are...
Doesn't it seem like when you can get into your facility for training camp? Because all facilities, nobody was allowed to work out until training camp,
right,
other than informal stuff.
My guess would be, this is just a guess, that if they're going to allow teams on the 28th, they're telling teams to prepare for the 28th, there will be some window prior to the 28th. Whether it's 2 days, 3 days, I think you have to give a lead in.
Well, next week's July 1st, so we're 3 weeks away potentially from,
I would think, from
a workout.
Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, these types of people who have considerations. Because I actually think Cam's maybe a bigger consideration than Kaepernick, because he's healthy. You don't know what he is. You don't know what the 3 years of rust looks like. Cam Newton, you want your doctors to x-ray the foot. You want them to MRI the shoulder. You want to see his throwing motion. Can he throw at his level? There are more specific injury questions for Cam Newton for the here and now. But I have to think, you know, sort of like the legalized tampering period before free agency, I feel like you'd have to have a workout period for a few days before camp.
I just wondered if it was July 28th when camps open, if that was the earliest you get in a workout, how much of that is going to hurt? How much that hurts Colin Kaepernick? Like, if you can't get in before camp starts, once camp starts, coaches want to get focused on the team and get them ready. So they want to be working guys out then to evaluate their quarterback position. Hopefully for him, if he wants to play, he needs an earlier workout than July 28th.
For this year, I think there's a better chance. Normally, I think you're right. Camp opens, whew, the treadmill's moving. We are cooking. You got to, you know, be keeping up. This year,
like, I don't know this. Does he live in the Bay Area?
Still, I don't think so.
Because reportedly the 49ers are one of the teams who, you know, might even think about looking at him again. If what I'm saying is, if he's somewhere where one of these teams is, and I don't know where he lives, if he lives in L.A., you know, could Anthony Lynn meet him at a park somewhere and work him out? I don't know.
Not legally.
You know, that'd be tampering, I guess, technically.
Well, tampering, because he doesn't belong
to anybody. Contract,
but it would be illegal. It was sort of like, right before the draft, the Dolphins tried to do something like that with Tua, I think. He was in the area, so they wanted to get a quick medical or workout, or there was something where they tried to take advantage of a situation, and it was, nope, we have 32 teams.
They were trying to fly him in, like, before things closed down. They were trying to rush him down to Miami.
But I do think this year, certainly we've heard plenty of reports and rumblings that, I know Mike Lombardi's tweeted that the cancellation of the NFL Hall of Fame game was the first step in preseason cancellations. There's been lots of talk they're only going to play two preseason games, that when they arrive on the 28th, there's going to be a ramp-up period for a couple of weeks. So you have more time if you wanted to bring in Colin Kaepernick than you might normally. It's not like you're there the 28th and then, you know, 10, 13 days later, you have your first preseason game. We're chugging along here. There might be, you know, 3 weeks before you play your first preseason game.
And I don't know if the 49ers are a legit landing spot, Dale. You just mentioned them. To me, if you're
Michael Silver mentioned them as one of the teams that might be interested.
That makes sense for a couple reasons. One, a head coach everyone respects, and two, a quarterback that's firmly entrenched. What I would look at with bringing in Kaepernick is, you know, do I have a quarterback who I'm confident if he has a bad game, the fan base is not going to go nuts and say, put in Colin Kaepernick?
Is Jimmy firmly entrenched? I thought they were interested in Tom in the offseason.
I think Jimmy, well, unless they get another Tom Brady or Kirk Cousins, apparently, I think Jimmy's firmly entrenched there.
But
at least
aren't
for
they on
year.
Even footing? Two guys that have led the team to a Super Bowl loss. Jimmy Garoppolo and Colin Kaepernick.
I think the current coach probably has a preference for the guy he currently has.
He doesn't care.
I guess so.
He throws his system out there, and whoever plays the position, according to you guys, will be fine.
Not a bad spot for Kaepernick there in San Francisco. Who else on that list?
Go ahead.
No, you said he was on the list you had, the Michael Silver story. I'm sorry.
Jacksonville, Washington, and I don't have it in front of me now. Because
Jacksonville makes a ton of sense. They don't have a quarterback.
Washington makes sense to me, too.
See, but isn't Jacksonville trying to tank for Trevor? Like, I heard Mark James bring this up a lot. Like, of course he's better than Gardner Minshew, the mustache guy down there.
Right.
But if you're trying to tank, Gardner Minshew's perfect. He's my guy. Throw a million picks. I get to have Trevor Lawrence next year. You can't tell a team how to run their business. Technically better, but for them, if they're sucking for luck, 2.0, that's good.
What do you think Kaepernick's going to suck? Because he's been out of the league for 3-plus years and was on the downward spiral even when he was still in the league.
Do you want to pay a guy to come suck if you already have a sucky guy on the roster?
I don't know. Does it make me look
good?
You pay
two to suck? I don't know how that works.
Excuse me?
I'm not sure.
Save that one. By the way, a quick side note about Washington.
Oh,
the Philadelphia Inquirer announced yesterday that they will no longer use the nickname of the football team in Washington in their newspapers anymore.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
said that they will. They now Peter King has done it for a while.
Yeah.
And has been doing it. Other people, you know. Well, now the Philadelphia Inquirer announced flat out, we are no longer going to use that nickname anymore for naming that team.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that by the 2021 football season, that is not the Redskins. That's a different football
Is team. Daniel Snyder still the owner?
I don't know how it plays out.
He's not going to happen while he's there.
Well, no we'll shot. See. I mean, I see, I don't understand that mentality. Him digging his heels in on that.
Oh, I agree yeah. with you.
But I look at it as a business opportunity.
Sell more stuff.
Yes, everybody needs to buy stuff.
But you know what? He's convinced that that name holds a lot of weight with the history and Joe Gibbs and Super Bowls.
It used to. I don't think it does anymore.
I know. I think it's a punchline now, Dale. I think the team has gone so in the tank. It's a pillar franchise in the NFL. They can't sell out their building when, you know, the last 50, it was X amount of years they were sold out. It's now 10 straight years they've not been able to sell out buildings. They have empty shots of their games over and over yeah. and over again. The fan base has turned against them. You want to win some fans back? I'm not saying you have to change the name because it's offensive to me personally, but there might be a money-making opportunity there for the team.
I think
and an image change.
Makes huge sense. You're right. It's sort of rebranding the new age Redskins. Yeah, we had good history.
New Coke. Oh, wait, that's not a good example.
No, that's a bad example.
Clear Pepsi. Yeah.
Nope, bad example.
Yeah, that wasn't too good.
You're telling me no rebrands were good? You're only coming up with negatives. There's going to be some rebrandings that were pretty good.
One other quick note is, as we go to giveaway Shine's money, 2.0. One other quick note. Buster only tweeted out within the last few minutes, a little ominous, there is growing concern within a lot of corners of baseball about executing an effective health and safety protocol in the timeline prescribed by the Players Association MLB agreement. As you might expect, so many complications, some foreseen, some not. And that's what I talked to Sam Kennedy about yesterday. When you were looking at these 111 pages, did you say, we just can't do all this?
Right.
And according to Buster, there is growing sentiment throughout baseball that as well-meaning as this all may have been, I don't think we can do all this.
There are also executives who didn't want the season to happen and owners didn't want baseball. So hopefully these are the same sort of people trying to leak it out there to create some doubt in baseball coming back.
No, I think it's reality. I think it's no different than John Harbaugh saying, or Sean McVay, like, can we do this? You know, can we have 90 guys in our facility and have them for 13 hours a day and keep them all at 6 feet apart? Or on a more local level, I went to my freaking town league meetings last night, and one thing I hadn't thought of is that there's no sharing of wearable equipment. And so catchers, you have one set of catcher's equipment, you hope another kid on your team has his own catcher's equipment, because otherwise, your first catcher gets hurt, your first catcher leaves the game, you can't just give it to another kid like you used to in the old days. These are real issues that I think, yeah, they're easy on paper, and then you start to actually try to play them out in a facility, in a clubhouse, in a building, and you go, oh, yeah, this isn't quite as easy as we thought it was going
to
be.
I'll give you one positive here, and we'll get it to Shime giving us some money, but as it relates to COVID-19, how we're going to deal with it. So the Travelers is in Cromwell today.
Yes.
Yep.
Denny McCarthy is one of a couple players who tested positive today for COVID-19. The show is going on. Those guys left.
Right.
And they're still continuing to golf, including the guy, Matt Wallace, who played with him yesterday. He tested negative. He's still playing. So
wow.
Golf has decided, look, if guys test positive during a round,
surprised
we'll take them out and keep it going.
What didn't Koepka withdraw because his caddy tested positive, even though he tested negative?
And Koepka's brother, Chase Koepka, qualified. He didn't even play because he had stayed with Brooks and the caddy on that Monday night. So some guys are being extra cautious. I guess in this case, they're saying, well, Matt Wall, you're not really around anybody. You're not going to see anyone, so you can keep playing in this tournament. So instead of telling me he had to leave, he's going to keep playing. I don't even know where he is on the leaderboard. You can check on the golf desk there, Shime, at some point, where Matt Wallace is.
He's working on the gambling desk right now.
This is one of the first sports having to deal with guys testing positive during events and games, and the PGA Tour is saying the show will go on with guys testing positive during the weekend.
Matt Wallace yet to tee off on the day, even through his first round yesterday.
You make the cut? Maybe.
Well, maybe. All right, it's time to give away Shime's money here.
The English Premier League is the best team in the league. That would be none other than Liverpool. Okay. Currently only at -180 taking on Everton this week. I'm taking Liverpool. The Bundesliga. Borussia Dortmund taking on Leipzig. Number two, number three teams in the league. Borussia Dortmund is an underdog. Give me Borussia Dortmund this week at +200. Because I am currently 15-2 when betting Russian table tennis. Shime, currently 3-0 when betting against anyone named Sergey. We're going to continue that trend this week. We are betting against Sergey Ogai, who is taking on Evgeny Ilyukin. Australian rugby was returning, so I felt it was my duty to find a game that I liked and bet on it. We have the St. George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Gold Coast Titans. We're going with the Dragons.
I love my money.
Go get the money.
Wow. 3-1.
When he's hot, he's hot, boys.
Undefeated against Sergei.
Betting sports he doesn't know and basically betting on a team's uniform when he bets against Sergei, but it works.
We can't say he doesn't know them anymore if he keeps winning.
Just 16 get out of his and way 2 and in say, Russian table tennis, guys.
Yeah, we can. He just learned the rules.
He doesn't know Russian table tennis.
He's 16 and 2. I mean, it makes him an expert, for God's sake, in
By
this
the
country.
Way, it shows you why gambling is such a luck thing.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, how
this guy
dare
just besmirches me week in, he does. Week out.
And you just plug, put your head down, fill the hole with victory, he and is, move on to the next.
He is
3-1.
He's Goodell with coronavirus. Just put his head down, and he's going to barrel through this thing.
Yeah. Year 2020, 57-33. Exactly 63.3% win rate.
Numbers
here.
Don't lie.
And you're still working here, which means you're not betting enough. Let's go.
It's true. I'm just saving up a nice little egg.
No, double all bets.
Double all bets?
Yes, double all bets for this week.
Okay, then. Well, what we are going to do is we are going to double down on a team here. Bundesliga soccer.
The
keep
Bundesliga.
Going on. My favorite team in the league, Borussia Dortmund. Only minus
Borussia,
130 favorites.
That's fine. That's okay.
All right, Dale.
You say Borussia, he says Borussia.
I know.
Minus 130, taking on Hoffenheim this weekend. I'm riding with Dortmund. Dortmund is hot.
Love it.
They've only lost once their last five games. They are feeling it right now. Give me Borussia. They also have U.S. Phenom, Reyna, who is primed to sign a big contract coming up.
I thought it was Freddie Adu.
Do we know his first name?
I forget his first name.
I know.
I just remember his last name.
What's his last name?
Reyna. R-E-Y-N-A.
When is this game? Is this today or tomorrow? When is this
tomorrow.
Game? Do we know?
Okay, tomorrow morning.
I have time to get to New Hampshire and on my DraftKings app.
Yes,
the
sir.
Game. Okay, thank you very much.
But Russia.
I got this actually.
Chime's hot.
I'm
going to tail his picks this weekend. I'm just going to tail him.
Okay.
It's a smart play.
He's due for a hellacious week. One of these weeks is going to be bad.
You've said that now like 2 weeks in a row.
You know what that means?
I keep hitting.
It means you're more due.
You're okay.
Overdue.
More due.
Anyways.
Sounds like a PFF stat.
Got him. We're going to move on to Moscow table tennis because, as previously stated, I am now 16-2 in Moscow table tennis, 4-0 when betting against guys named Sergei.
Please.
And that trend continues today. We have a different Sergei that we are going to be betting against.
Oh,
this,
boy.
This.
It's not Samsonov, is it?
No, this is Sergei Yurevich.
Scott Sudikov?
Yeah. Huh? We're betting against him. We're taking Alexei Yanshayev at minus 170.
Okay, so. Everybody here, plus or minus that he pronounced that one correctly.
Oh, 100% I did. 100%. I nailed that.
This guy's 16-2 in table tennis.
Now, is that a female or a male?
A male.
He hesitated, didn't he?
I thought these were mixed. You found out that they were allowed. Or was that
no, that
darts?
Was darts. That
darts
was darts.
Darts are allowed to mix.
Oh, totally different, yeah.
So, yeah, so we're taking Alexei Yanshayev versus Sergei Yurevich Skotnikov.
Is that hyphenated?
No, it's not. Three names.
Yeah.
Which means he just tells you he's probably pretty bad.
Oh, I didn't know. It's like a serial killer?
Yeah, guys with three names.
Three names, serial killer, or bad at table tennis.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Good stuff.
And so the sport that I just learned how you actually score in, I still don't really know it, but it's written down for me.
He was betting it for weeks, and somebody on Twitter said, hey, Shime, want me to tell you how they score in rugby?
Australian rugby.
Doesn't matter, Dale. Did Bobby Boucher need to understand football to beat the snot out of somebody? Nope.
No, he did not.
He just needed to focus his energy, and that's what Shime does. He focuses his energy on victory, not details. Details get in the way of winning, Dale.
The back and forth that you do on a regular basis on this segment is unbelievable. You want me to lose so bad,
yep,
you would predict
so,
me to lose,
so,
and then
so
yet
do.
You hit Dale with these facts that just...
I know.
Dale's a bit of a bully at some points
that's
of these
true.
Segments.
You know, when you're right, you're right. So we're going back to rugby here. We got the Manly Sea Eagles taking on the Cronulla Sharks this weekend. I'm taking
The Manly
Cronulla?
Sea Eagles.
Cronulla? 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 I don't know. C-R-O-N-U-L-L-A. It's, you know, ambiguous. I'm taking the Sea Eagles to beat the Sharks. -150.
Now, again, this is rugby.
Fly, Sea Eagles.
Yes, Australian
fly.
Rugby.
But is Australian rules football and rugby different?
I think so.
We don't know.
I'm betting on it, but I'm not sure.
Well, he did learn to score last week via Twitter.
57 and 33.
This is the league I learned to score on last week.
Right.
But they are different because he sent two different scoring systems. Mm-hmm. So one is National Rugby League. The other is Australian Rules Football.
So are you betting on rugby or Australian Rules Football?
This is the National Rugby League. So this is rugby.
Okay.
Legit rugby.
And this is a legit win for, again, who? Not the Manly Seahawks, but
the Manly Sea Eagles.
Oh, Sea Eagles. Total yes. aside, did you see the whatchamacallit, seagull eat the rat?
Oh.
No, I'd rather pass. A rat eating a rat does not sound fun to me.
It's one of the grossest things you'll ever see.
And I immediately thought of, that's going to end up on my windshield.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But I mean,
I have a huge one on my front bumper. It's the worst.
A rat?
No, what comes after?
Still talking about rats.
What comes after
the post rat issue?
Yes, exactly.
It was totally gross.
Yeah, I didn't. I knew snakes did that, where they just like unlock their jaw and swallow things.
Gobble them down?
I did not know that
did it go like just pelican style? Just
swallowed the rat.
Give it a Google.
Yes.
Seagull eating a rat.
I'm going to pass.
No. Give it a Google.
It's a must see.
No, it's not.
Now,
I'm not going to see it.
Rex Chapman tweeted it out.
Oh.
And I have to admit, I kind of skipped past it after the first viewing where I went, I don't want to see this anymore. Do it now. Tell me what you think. Rex Chapman, seagull eating a rat. Tell me if you think that, A, it's real.
I'm going to punt.
Oh, come
just
on.
Watch it.
Punt.
Wow, you're awful.
It's disgusting. With Mutt here. I'm out on this.
That's the no fun.
Yeah, I know, because I don't want to be grossed out today.
Why is it that big of a deal? You're a grown up.
Not really.
Grow up, watch it,
somewhat.
And move on.
No, disgusting. Yeah. Ugh,
all right, can we move on? Andy, I still have a fourth pick to make.
Oh, you
can
do?
We
ran out of music. You can't have any
can we get more
picks.
That was just from the last pick. He has more music to play. So the final pick here is we're going to go to the Travelers. We've been talking about it and all the trendings.
Oh, I like this.
We here at the golf desk. So I'm kind of looking
we
at...
We here at the golf desk.
And are you playing Blues Traveler because he's the Travelers Championship?
Yep. Good God. Nothing gets by much.
What do you think this is? So I looked at the leaderboard.
Popper could have been playing.
The fact that Rory McIlroy is still the favorite right now is kind of odd to me. But right now, Rory is plus 250. Oh. If you like Rory, you like the favorite, go for it. I'm not a fan here. I prefer Sprinkle on two other guys. We have Xander Schauffele right now, plus 1,000. I love that. He's sitting at 9-under after his round today.
He made the DraftKings roster shine.
Two consecutively solid performances, 7-under yesterday, 2-under today. I can easily keep pace here and then strike on the final day. And then the other guy, I mean, the leader in the clubhouse right now is Will Gordon. Had an unbelievable day at 8-under, 4-under yesterday, 12-under on the tournament, and yet he's still... Plus 1,800.
I'm betting against Will Gordon. This is a good opportunity to get us bet some star golfers against somebody in Will Gordon. Pick another star.
So
go.
So that was the thing last week. Is Harold Varner was the favorite after 2 days, or the leader after 2 days. He was still a huge underdog on the board, but of course didn't win. He choked that away. So I'm actually going to take after Schauffele. I'm really leaning hard towards Bryson DeChambeau.
Ran out of breath.
Bryson!
I really like Bryson DeChambeau.
Big biceps Bryson
this
weekend.
That was a sigh. It wasn't me running out of breath, guys. Come
on. No, it was you running out of breath.
Dale, I may be hefty, but I'm not running out of breath like that. Come on now.
I haven't seen you in months. You may not be hefty anymore.
Oh, although if he's running out of breath.
Actually feeling great.
What causes you to run out of breath?
You look great, Sean.
Winners.
Sean, you look like a winner today.
I appreciate you. You'd also lose taste and smell.
Temperature check in there, John.
I have plenty of, trust me. But Bryson DeChambeau right now, he's 5-under, so he's technically 7 strokes back of the leader. But like I said, I don't expect Gordon to keep this up, really. I like the idea of a sprinkle just because he's in the lead and he's plus 1,800, but I don't think it stays. I like DeChambeau to have a good day 3, day 4, and possibly vie for the win.
You have all the prices in front of you, or no?
Yes, I do.
What is Sergio Garcia?
Sergio Garcia is currently plus 1,600.
Yep, that's who we're going.
Oh, you got
to
bet against him.
To one.
Sergio is a historical
Sergio
choker.
Is close enough to Sergei that you got to bet against him.
You bet against him.
Can I just tell
completely different country, by the way.
Good picks this weekend, Shia.
But you know what sucks about this segment? When you get to sports that are actually here and we can watch. For whatever reason, when you're talking about the table tennis and the soccer that I know nothing about, I'm actually interested. And then an event that's here, I could actually drive to the event, right? I just lose interest. It's just too...
You could drive to it. You can't watch it. There's no fans.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's local. It's close.
No, you could be
there
in a couple hours.
Right. I don't have any interest. I like it when he's talking to Borussia Dortmund and Sergei's.
You get off on those little fringe sports.
Okay. I like that. And he's really good at them. That also
16-2 in table tennis. I mean,
if he was, you know, 3-3 betting against Sergei, then it wouldn't be interesting.
Sergei.
When we come back on the other side, we'll tell you which movie won the Dale and Keefe Movie Club polling for this week and what else you got. Dale and Keefe with Mutt, with Andy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keefe on WEEI. It's time for the Dale and Keefe Movie Club.
How do you like their maps?
And the winner is...
I guess I'll watch it for the third or fourth time. This Wiggy wins, right? Wiggy's the guy. Now, he's not even going to be here Tuesday.
I don't know. We have the final results, guys? I haven't seen the poll.
We do indeed have the final results here. The winner of this week's Dale and Keefe Movie Club by the tally of 45.8% of the vote would be Django Unchained, nominated by Wiggy.
Awesome.
I like a popular
movie. You guys vote on
it. I've never seen it, so it's perfect for me.
There you go.
Do not watch it with your kids.
No, language there.
Not for the kiddos.
Well, you know, they've already dabbled in that area.
I just want to point out that someone tweeted me last night, one of the listeners to the Dale and Keefe Show, was watching my movie, Mississippi Grind, available on Netflix, on his outdoor projector and said, great pick.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. I'm 1-0.
That's a humble brag.
Mississippi Grind. Go watch it on Netflix.
Drive-in theater in the backyard.
Nice setup.
All right, let's get to some stuff we missed earlier in the show.
What else you got?
Andy, kick it off.
Dale, we talk about movies and having to watch them. I have an assignment for you that may involve watching a movie, may not. Last night, I watched a movie with the family, and I'm going to have John roll the clip and see if you can tell me what movie it is and then what I want you to do. Go.
Steady Gold. Pony Boy. Steady Gold.
I couldn't understand a damn thing I just heard.
Okay, so it was Stay Gold. Pony Boy.
Stay Golden, I thought. Stay Golden.
Golden, whatever.
I think it's okay.
Okay, so the film is what, Dale? Does that help you?
No, I don't know.
It's got a massive cast of superstars. The Outsiders, 1983. Tom Cruise, Patrick Swayze, Ralph Macchio. But also in that movie, according to IMDb, and I was looking for this person throughout watching the film with my family last night because my son had read the book, so we said, let's watch the movie. The head of your Boston Bruins, Cam Neely, is in The Outsiders. I can't find him. I don't know who he is. Apparently, he's like Soch number two. It's one of those unnamed characters. Dale.
I did not know he was in that. I knew he was in some Farrelly Brothers stuff. He was Seabass, so we all knew that.
But Dale,
Seabass.
I don't know anybody as entrenched in the Bruins organization or as close to it as you. I need you to find out for me where Cam Neely is in The Outsiders and where exactly. Give me the DVD code like you're Mr. Skin, you know, 1 hour, 41 minutes, and 33 seconds in. I need to know where Cam Neely is in that movie. I want to see Cam Neely in The Outsiders.
I'll have to ask him because I do not know the answer to that one.
And most people didn't know it. It's not very well known. Everybody knows.
Just YouTube it.
I don't know how. How do you find it?
Cam Neely Outsiders.
I tried that. It didn't work. Okay. Didn't work.
Maybe I couldn't find it.
Okay. He's in it. Says it on IMDb. IMDb don't lie.
Might not have made the cut. You're not making the cut.
Cam Neely?
Probably not.
It's him!
What else you got?
What?
We had a low moment in sports radio history the last 10 minutes, Dale. I'm actually glad.
I was going to say the last 4 hours.
I was going to say one? For one of them?
We all want Dale back in studio. Everyone does. But I'm glad Dale's home today because I popped in. I don't know how to set this up correctly. So let me... Hold off. Speaking of low moments. So, Dale, I walked into your producer's studio and said, can you get the final out from the 2004 World Series? Kind of an important out in Red Sox.
Play the clip.
Anderson, play the clip you found for us.
No stolen base. Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it.
No.
The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
That is not what we want to hear.
Okay, so it's
I know exactly the clip you're looking for. Yeah, I know exactly what Joe said. I can quote it word for word.
Ground ball stabbed by Folk.
I mean, we all know it.
Well, no. Not all of us.
Not all of us.
Not all of us even know who Folk is.
They claim that highlight's not in our system as the flagship station of the Red Sox. A final out of the 04 World Series. Your producers didn't know who Keith Folk was.
Unreal.
Keith Folk.
That is a blatant lie. I knew exactly who he was.
You asked me how to spell it.
Should have been the MVP, by the way.
I wanted to check my spelling when I typed it in the system.
You said F-A-L-K, Falk?
That was him. I said F-O-U-L-K-E.
You did not. No, you did not include the E at the end. I had to give you the E at the end. They didn't know who Keith Folk was. Keith Folk will be our guest tonight on Red Sox Classics. He will join us. We have game one of the 04 World Series tonight.
By the way, Folk will join us. Huge hockey fan, by the way.
Oh, really?
Legit huge hockey fan.
He's famously had a famous line with you guys back in the day about Johnny from Burger King.
Yeah, I remember.
Where I was when I heard that.
I know.
Years and years ago. But Keith
by the
Folk
way,
tonight.
Nobody was less interested in doing the weekly hit on the Dale and Holly show than
Keith
Folk was.
I remember how disinterested he was. That made for fun radio sometimes.
Like, but he'll be interested tonight.
Short one word. I don't. He's done a lot of media now. He's doing some lesson stuff over Zoom. So maybe he's
on Twitter.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good at it.
So he'll be interested when he's with you, Mike.
Yeah, we hung out in the booth a couple years ago. I think he'll be in a better spot.
Okay, good.
A better spot. Tonight at 7 o'clock here on WEI. He'll join me at 8, but 7 o'clock is the broadcast. What are you laughing at? I'm trying to...
Ron Burgundy.
What else you got?
Yesterday I played you a Karen. I found out, by the way, that John Anderson's mom's name is Karen, so now I feel bad. So yesterday I played you a Karen from Palm Beach County. They had a whole public hearing because they were going to institute a mandatory mask requirement, which they ultimately did, by the way. We played you a very short clip of a Karen who said she doesn't wear a mask for the same reason she doesn't wear underwear, because things got to breathe. So today, I got a new Karen. Same hearing, same bit, but this is my favorite Karen for the day.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And we the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm going to say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We got to get scanned. We got to get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the 5G thing I don't get. I need an explanation.
Oh, that's a big thing out there interwebs.
Yes. Yeah.
This is all Bill Gates' fault.
She, you know,
like during quarantine, people think they've been putting these 5G towers up everywhere.
Yeah. I'm shocked she didn't accuse him of being one of the reptilian elite.
Yeah, she really went far afield there. I think she kind of got off the straight and narrow course she was on. And I agree with her. There were insane people in that room. And
this is Will Smith.
One at least.
Yeah, at least one. We know for a fact there was one insane person that should be institutionalized in that room.
Mutt, it's been fun working with you all week long.
Fun week, boys. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Great job behind the glass, fellas.
Andy, I will see you on Tuesday.
Indeed, Dale.
Oh, so sensitive, John.
Wow.
And crushing me the whole week.
Oh, yeah, really crushing
him. Damage control here.
You almost just crushed him for 5 minutes.
Well, that's deserved.
Oh.
You don't think that Folk thing is deserved?
I do, but don't tell him he did a great job all week when he didn't.
I told him he did it. We did it almost all the way.
Rich will be back on Monday. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you next week. Bye.
All your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did, front and center. Now when you look back, kid, who that is? A mean brother, bad for your health, looking damn.
And it's been a blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.